Librations podcast. I'm Carla.
And I'm Lauren.
Good Librations is a podcast for book lovers, but also it's a podcast for people who have an interest in how literary topics often line up with and inform different cultural and political situations.
Yes, it's books and libraries and words and literature, so welcome fellow nerds, but it's also interesting, observant, informed worldviews.
We would love, over the course of listening to our podcast, for you to leave us feedback wherever you're so inclined. You can do this either via the Kiama Library website or wherever you listen to podcasts.
So we're actually recording this podcast after the release of episode 22, but we hope that any new listeners will start with this one, which we're calling episode zero. It's really inventive.
I love it.
We just wanted to explain some things about Good Librations that might help new listeners, like be a nice intro point for you and give you understanding of what you're about to listen to before you even start. And also might help our loyal listeners who are interested in going back through some of the episodes that you might find most appealing and like to revisit. So we are librarians at Kiama and Gerringong Library, and we are great friends.
True.
And some of the conversations that we were having about literary topics around the office gave us the idea to record what we were talking about for other people to enjoy and weigh in on. Like, it's not egotistical at all. It's just outreach, right?
The people in the office must listen to this.
Yes.
We feel that other people must listen to this also. And why would you not want to listen to us?
That's right. So we started our first one with poetry, and this was like back during COVID lockdowns,
yeah,
wasn't
true,
it?
Yeah.
And of course, being babies to the podcast world, we spoke very clearly and tentatively in our first recording. But I really love that first podcast.
Me too. I love that episode.
Like it's you know, it appeals to me. It sort of like warms my heart.
Yeah, mine too. Mine too.
Yeah.
I think we were just finding our feet, working out the flow and the chemistry.
Yeah,
all.
For sure.
And then in the second episode, which has better flow.
Yes, definitely.
We had some sound issues. So we were still working out our sound stuff, but it's definitely still worth a listen though.
Yeah.
It's probably actually one of my favorites in terms of content.
It's quite popular actually too. And I mean, I think that's true for all of them. Like whenever we did have slight sound issues with anything, which didn't happen often, but they're still really listenable and like good to engage with.
For sure.
You know?
Yeah.
Like in episode 5, we recorded an interview for the first time. Like that, the sound quality in that's not perfect. But we just wanted to emphasize that despite that, like, please keep listening. Don't let that deter you.
Yes.
Like, it's never so bad that it will ruin the experience for
you. We didn't want to go back and re-record them because we liked everything that happened.
Exactly.
In the episode.
That's right. It's sort of, it wouldn't be the same.
And I think it just gets better and better too. We're so proud of the format and the style and how informative and interesting it is. And we've learned so much, and we hope that our listeners have as well. And just start where you like.
Exactly.
You know, explore the episodes as your heart directs, even if that's out of order, turned around or upside down or backwards.
Yeah, I agree. There's definitely ones like that for me, because of my interests in that, are more appealing. Do you have any like favorites?
Yes. No, I definitely love, I love any in which we talk about love stories, and I love the love stories episodes, probably one of my favorites.
Absolutely.
I really enjoyed the deep dive into the mechanics of, of even the gender roles in love stories. I really loved fairy tales.
Fairy tales.
Fairy tales is probably one of my favorite ones because, I don't know, fairy tales, you know?
Yeah.
The magic and the mystery and the, and the wonder of it all, but also just the, sort of diving into fairy tales that are perhaps not ones that we...
Not as well known.
Yeah, not as well known. Yeah.
No, I agree.
What about you? Do you have a favourite one?
I'm the same as you. I mean, like, I have fondness for all of them for different reasons. I love story songs.
Oh, yes.
I feel like there was just, like, a little bit of magic at play that day or something.
Everything
like,
worked really well,
everything
didn't
worked well. It sort of was... It was a fun one to record. I'm trying to think. I found it interesting, actually, that we have two separate mythology episodes.
Mm.
And the second one has... much less downloads than the first one.
Yeah.
Like maybe everyone was mythologied out.
Yeah.
But they're both very good.
Maybe we didn't need to do it.
We didn't need to do it.
But I also find, and it's also really popular, is the one on revisionism.
That's a very popular one. Yes.
I really, really enjoyed, I did not enjoy researching that. It was a hard slog in terms of creating content for that one, just because it was a really murky subject matter to get into. But ultimately, I think it has ended up being one of my favorites just because of how we discussed it. I think we did a really good job of creating the discourse around it and presenting all the views and you know,
absolutely,
either having an opinion or not about it.
I agree with you. And another one of my favorites is words and etymology.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Because, I mean, I am a word nerd, but also it was a silly day that day.
We were very silly.
We were very silly. And it just worked out quite well. So our first segment in each podcast is called Shelf Absorbed. The pun titles are my fault,
but definitely.
I do not apologize for them.
She unabashedly will claim that.
It was a requirement of the podcast for that to happen. So Shelf Absorbed is a segment for us to review the different books that we've been reading, the things that have been absorbing us.
And our second segment is called Shelf Important. And this is where we tackle the important topic of the day, the literary or literary adjacent thing that we've chosen to discuss or someone has suggested for us. And if you have anything you'd like us to cover, please drop it into the feedback form on the Kiama Library website. We love to hear what people want to hear.
Absolutely. And our final segment is called I Just Can't Help My Shelf. Sorry, not sorry. And this is usually reserved for something a little lighter, like quotes or something funny, sometimes even bloopers. We originally started with another segment where we would discuss like library specific news in our own libraries, but we were blowing out the time. So that was sort of summarily cut and maybe not accessible for people out of area,
And then we wrap up. On our website, we include notes for each of our shows, and all the articles we've sourced and information are linked there, as well as the authors and works we've discussed, and even further reading at our libraries that relate to the topic, which is under the heading Shelf Obsessed. If you stick around, you'll hear a lot about Lord of the Rings and The Odyssey and Amy Kaufman and Jane Austen and Baba Yaga, but it's worth it, I promise.
Don't forget to follow Kiama Library on social media. Tell your literature inclined friends about us. Thank you for your support and welcome to Good Librations.
Welcome.